Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Robbie Motter. I am the host of Diva Strategies for Success on Blog Talk Radio. The show happens every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And each week I have a dynamic guest, and tonight we have somebody really unique who is from the New Jersey area. Her name is Wendy Olivares. She is the founder and CEO of Olivares & Company, which is an IP recruitment specialist in Jersey City, New Jersey. Let me give you a little bit about her background. She's an entrepreneur, small business owner, publisher, author, columnist, search consultant, and motivational career mentor. She is the founder and CEO, as I told you, of Olivares and Company Incorporated, a prominent full-service search firm specializing in the recruitment of intellectual property attorneys in New Jersey since 2001. She brings 30 years of combined hands-on experience in intellectual property law firms and attorney placement. Her vision and passion to help others has been her motivation to create a successful staffing company, as well as create the Chess, Chess, concept and worldwide brand. Olivares is also the founder and CEO of Chess Global Alliance, and that's Chess, Global Alliance, LLC. She has found yet another avenue in which to mentor and motivate girls and women to believe in their abilities and act and to achieve their goals. The entire concept of Chess, Chess, and its brand, including the subsequent line of products to follow, is one of her greatest creative business endeavors. This inspirational Chess movement is designed to encourage women of all ages and backgrounds to play a fun game of chess and to transfer the chess-playing skills into their real-life activities, including business development. Aside from managing her two companies, Olivares is president of the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners, Hudson County Chapter, since 2010. In this leadership role, she continues to mentor and guide women business owners in their startup endeavors and business development. She is also a member of NAFI. Olivares holds a Master of Science, magnum cum laude, in Human Resources Management, and a post-master's certification in career development and planning from the New School in New York City. You can follow her on www.twitter.com/letsplaychess, and that's Chess. Her Facebook page is www.facebook.com, again, /letsplaychess, and again, that's with Chess. And you can reach her on LinkedIn at www.linkedin.com, and her name, Wendy Olivares, and that's Wendyolivares. She recently appeared on Fox My 9 News with Brenda Blockman to discuss women-owned small business and shopping locally. She is a well-sought-after motivational speaker and would love to speak to schools, universities, corporate functions, and community groups. For media inquiries and more information, you can contact Wendy at 201-344-1099. Welcome, Wendy. I'm very excited to learn more about you.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for having me. Well, I think you just about covered it all.
Well, I want to ask you some questions. What inspired and interested you to learn and play chess?
My chess journey began one afternoon about 35 years ago when my father had taught me how to play this fascinating board game. I was 14 years old, and I recall actually feeling very intimidated by the game, and I was impatient because I wanted to just be outside playing with my friends. And, it was complicated. It was a game that was intimidating, and I felt very overwhelmed by it in the beginning. But thankfully, my father was very patient, and he encouraged me to continue to learn and stick with it. And so I did, and I'm very happy that I did that.
So what encouraged you to stick with the game when it was perceived as a man's game?
Because I'm a chess lover. I just fell in love with the game. I really began to appreciate the nature of the game, learning patience and strategizing techniques and just pattern recognition. And I would play for fun and challenge my mind and stimulate it. So that's really what drove me to, continue.
There's not very many women that play chess. I remember you saying something to me about, what was that percentage that you told me?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, there's only 3% of women competing professionally worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did it take
extremely...
you to really become great in playing the game?
Well, I mean, I'm not professing that I'm a chess champion by no means. I play for fun. I find myself to be a very decent player. So I don't compete professionally. But
so
I have been playing for 35 years. So
when you jump in a game and you're the only female filled with men, what is their reaction?
I love it.
They think they're going to beat you like crazy,
yes,
right?
There's an assumption. That's an excellent question. There's an assumption or an underlying message to each other that, here comes this woman who's going to play. Yeah, this is going to be an easy game. And that happened to me not too long ago.
How did the game end up?
Well, I won the very first game, and then he beat me the second and third, and then I won the fourth, and we're still, we still have to finish playing again. So.
Yeah, I bet it made him.
And he's from Spain.
He's
a very
attention.
Dear friend of mine who is 80 years old, and he's been playing for, basically all his life.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when we first began to play, I asked him, I said, we could just play, and then, if you want to give me any tips, I welcome that, because that's how I am.
Uh-huh.
And he says, no problem. So we started playing, and I think early on during our open game, he started seeing that I didn't know what I was doing, and I think he got very serious.
Yeah.
His expression just changed. He got very serious.
And it was probably good for you because you thought, wow, look what I know, right?
Well, I was intimidated by him, actually, because he's 80 years old, and he has this, so many years of, experience playing. But typically, it's not an issue for me to play against a man or a woman. I think it's just for fun.
Yeah.
It stimulates my intellectual side, so.
I remember growing up in Hawaii at the beach underneath the different park things. There would be benches and benches with tables of people playing chess. And and this is, back in the 40s and the 50s. And, I mean, it was just always packed, and that would be what they would be playing.
Well, interesting that you say that, but in New York, in Manhattan, Bryant Park has what they call the Bryant Park Chess, and that's provided by the Marshall Chess Club. And that's usually from Mondays through Saturdays, 11 to 7 p.m., and you get many, many people that are just from all walks of life, which is wonderful because you get a lot of tourists who get to play as well.
Oh, wow, that's
nice. The locals. And it's just it's so much fun.
Yeah. What influenced you to write your new book, Let's Play Chess, Succeed in Your Own Game of Life and Business, From Pawn to Queen? I love it.
Thank you. Well, there were two driving forces which inspired me to write this book and create that, very unique chess concept altogether. And one is the fact that I am a chess lover and, chess player. And the other is based on the experience that I had endured as a result of the economic downturn during the 2008 when it began. I have a legal search firm business, and it's strictly commission-based.
Right.
And if no one gets hired, if law firms throughout the country are not hiring attorneys, then that means that my company will not be able to generate what it was generating, before. And so my business was very severely hurt, and I had to take on a second job as a certified gold buyer to compensate for my revenue until
that
things
time,
picked up again.
That time the gold was really up, wasn't it?
Oh, as of today, it's over $1,700 an ounce.
Wow.
Yeah. But
so, what is chess, and how did you come up with the strategies for life and business that you write in the book?
Well, you know, there was a proverbial aha moment when I was doing some real deep down soul searching about my life and the fact that I play chess. And, you know, my father passed away 8 years ago. And so there was just one particular night that I just was very, in a very deep mindset about my life. And I was missing my dad and how we used to always play chess. And then, I don't know, I just had this idea that, you know, I am who I am today because of the fact that I play chess. I'm so confident in my abilities. And, I am fearless. And I made the chess life connection in that form because I realized that the skill sets that are required in the game, chess, are skill sets such as, you know, focusing, memorization, and pattern recognition, analytical reasoning, and logical thinking. Now, those two skill sets we use on a daily basis just to, solve our problems, how we think and react to our problems, how we comprise solutions to these problems, and how we analyze things in life, personally and professionally. And so what I've done is I've created this chess concept, which really is just an all-encompassing term that represents your game of life. And what's important is that if you think about it, actually, the game chess is it mimics the art of battle in a war of two minds. And the main goal is to capture your opponent's king. And if once you've done that, you win the game.
Right.
Well, exactly. So if we make an analogy to real life, chess for women, right, because it's an inspirational book for women, then we can say that chess also mimics the art of battle within our own minds and our opponent's mind, whether it's in, in a relationship, a friend or a colleague, or an actual competitor in your marketplace, another company, let's say. Now, your battlefield is considered everything that occurs in your life, whether on a personal or professional level. And so it's a mindset. So if you consider yourself a chess player, which is just a mindset, you learn to start fighting your battles using your intellectual weaponry, which consists of developing your chess-playing skills.
Wow.
Utilizing your confidence level, being resilient against any opponent or obstacle in your life. So if you switch your mindset to say, I am a chess player in my game of life, on my battlefield, you are a chess warrior. You are a woman who is strongly interested in self-improvement. You are a woman who is willing to learn to play a fun and challenging game like chess, and not be intimidated by it any longer, because that is an old-fashioned way of thinking. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just develop those skill sets. How are you going to start analyzing problems that you are faced with on a daily basis? Are you going to sit down and start crying and say, oh, my God, I can't deal with this? No. A chess player fights her battles using her intellectual weaponry. She thinks, she analyzes, she makes decisions, good or bad. She's never afraid to lose, because the beauty of chess is learning, trying, and accomplishing goals. That's what it's all about. Having the sense of fearlessness, resiliency, self-discipline, intellectual weaponry to deal with all aspects of your life. And there's no winning or losing in your game of life, because, you know, the beauty is you know, trying to accomplish a goal is far better than not trying at all. That's the best part of it. And
that's
either
right.
way, you can't lose, but how can you lose in chess?
Right.
You learn from your mistakes, you deal with new changes, you dust yourself off, and you regain your strength for your next move. So a lot of the terms that I use, battlefield, opponent, warrior, those are key terms that are analogous to the terms that are used in the game or to refer to a chess game. And that's where this whole concept was developed.
Wow,
and it
it's
just continues.
Powerful.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. I'm so passionate about it because this book was actually, when I first started writing it, it was more of a self-help for myself. It was more of a sort of a journal or an essay. And it is written in that format because I didn't want to make it too businessy or too, you know, just too typical like all the other books are. You know, the self-help and the spiritual books, which are wonderful and helpful. But this book is unique in itself because it really, you know, it really it's a fresh, entertaining approach to exploring every woman's inquisitive mind and entrepreneurial passion by playing chess.
What? How are there a couple of maybe strategies that you personally have used of and professionally have used that maybe you can describe to us?
You mean the, yes.
Chess, from using the strategies that you put together in the book.
Right. Well, remember, playing chess, you know, by playing chess, it provides a basis for the value of each move and variation of the strategies and rules, right? So
right.
this also applies to chess, you know, your game of life, but, you know, there are no mandatory rules to play, only suggested guidelines and tips. For achieving success.
Right.
So the particular strategies that I have used or, you know, for both personal and business development really is you need to be vigilantly aware to what is occurring around you. That's really important. In other words, you need to be constantly you know, keeping your eyes and ears open to what is transpiring in your personal life as well as your marketplace.
Right.
Because if you fall asleep at the wheel, you'll eventually crash. And I write that.
Right.
You know, the point is that unexpected situations pop up all the time. But because you are a chess player in your game of life and you're playing the game, you know, the game chess,
right.
you're developing those skill sets that are required. You're, you know, improving on your intellectual abilities, problem solving techniques. You know,
well, like you said, mm-hmm. if you keep observing what's all around you, and with these techniques, if something isn't happening the way it's happened for many, many years, then you pick yourself up and you find other strategies to go a different direction.
You know, what's relevant is self-awareness, self-acceptance of your, you know, strengths and or weaknesses.
Right.
You know, you really, everything starts within yourself. No one can make you happy. You have to be happy first, you know, and that's true.
Right.
If you're a wife, a housewife, you know, living with these, you know, secret dreams of having a business, you know, then you need to start exploring that. And
right.
without fear, because fear
right.
will paralyze you.
That's true. It does. I love the idea that you said that you took time and just sat back and went within yourself. Because just yesterday at one of my NAFI groups in Southern California, I had a speaker who said, when she retired, exactly what she did. She sat in a chair, drank some tea, and said, okay, what's my next step? And, you know, and she was, because she took time and listened, you know, she was able to hear where she should go next.
Yeah. I mean, this whole concept, I mean, there's many people who have asked me, Wendy, how did you, you know, come up with this? Because it's so unique. I mean,
you
it's
have,
not a big, you know, it's not a big secret that the skill sets you can transfer into life. What I've done is I've made very distinctive and creative analogies with the game and mm-hmm. the pieces. You know?
Do you ever still have women coming to you and say, oh, I can't do this because I'm intimidated by it?
Yeah.
And if so, what do you tell
yeah.
them?
Well, what I tell them is that don't be afraid of it because that's old-fashioned thinking. You see? You are just as intelligent as any man or child or anyone.
Right.
To learn to play. The key is be patient. Open your mind to learning something new. Because the benefits and rewards that you gain from playing chess are too important to ignore.
Right. I can see that from what you're saying.
It's too important to ignore. And it's fun. You know, since I've written this book, I have so many women who have written to me and saying, thanking me for having written this because they've been inspired to learn to play, and they've been playing with their husbands, their sons, their brothers, and their dads themselves. And
uh-huh.
they're spending more time together.
Which is a good thing.
Yes. That's beautiful. That people are spending quality time together on a Saturday night, even if you have a glass of wine, it doesn't matter. You're playing chess. You're
right.
Competing, and it's exciting. It's so much fun. I love it. I love it.
If I were going to apply some of your tips and guidelines to my personal life and development in diaries, what outcome should I expect or anticipate?
Well, you should, if you did that, if you set your mind to become a chess player, right, the skills
mm-hmm.
that you will ultimately develop overall is you will be able to set your goals with more focus and clarity. You will be able to confront your opponent or adversary without fear or intimidation. You will build your confidence. You will build your character. You will develop more patience. You will increase your strategic and negotiating techniques.
Wow.
You will enhance your cognitive and analytical skills. You will increase your awareness. You will anticipate your opponent's next move. You will develop a fearless attitude. You will think for yourself. You will stand up for yourself. You will trust yourself and your instincts. You will believe in yourself and all of your abilities. And you will accept a loss with grace. That's a wonderful thing to accept. You've lost the game? Okay, no problem. I'm going to learn from the mistakes that I made in the game, and I'm going to develop new strategies for the next game.
Wow, I love it.
And never forget, a chess player always admires and respects others for their own accomplishments. She's not intimidated by anyone. And that's important.
Right, I can see that.
Yes.
In your book, you have a metaphor from pawn to queen. Can you elaborate on that a bit more so that our listeners can gain a better idea as to your book's message?
Yes. Well, I'll try to simplify it as best as I can. In the game, there is, various pieces. You have the king, which is the most important piece in the game. You have the queen, which is the most powerful piece in the game. She's able to move anywhere on the board. Then you have the rook, which is the second most powerful piece, and you have the knight, and then you have the bishop. Now, the pawn is the only piece in the game that is promotable to a queen or a rook or a bishop or a knight. But for purposes of the book, I've specifically focus on only the promotion of a pawn to a queen. So the analogy is that the pawn is considered only one point, right? It's the weakest piece. However, it has a very special move. And that move is if you strategically get that pawn from your end all the way to the other end of the board, the chessboard, you can convert her to you can promote her to a queen status, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that said, if that is true, then I say that all females that are born into the world are considered a pawn in life. However, only you can promote yourself to a queen status in life or in business. And no one can accomplish that goal for you, because your efforts to pursue your dreams require hands-on action, and self-promotion is critical.
Right.
So from pawn to queen, you know, if you want to succeed in life and business, as the book says, by playing chess, then if it's true that the pawn in the game has the ability to be promoted to a queen, and then you develop more power in the game, right? Well, so too in life. If we're females and if we are considered a pawn in life, that's wonderful, because so guess what? Only I can promote myself.
Right.
To queen status. You cannot do that for me, Robbie. I can't do that for you. I do it for myself. You do it for yourself.
So that gives us the ability to say, wow,
yes,
this is something I can do, and when I achieve this, this is my accomplishment.
Exactly. I give three examples, very briefly. I do give three examples of three women who started out as pawns in life and are now queens in business. And those are Oprah Winfrey, Hillary Clinton, and Susie Orman.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, there are three.
I actually knew Susie Orman when she was starting out. She lived up in Northern California where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
She's come a long way.
Yes. So that's in the book, I wanted to really highlight these three individual women, because they are prominent figures in our society, and they've made huge contributions to inspire and mentor us, you know, for
right.
our own, you know, successes.
They give us the tools, and then it's up to
yeah.
us to do what we can, like you're giving tools, so it's up to each individual
mm-hmm.
person who reads your books to apply it in whatever their business or personal life is.
Now, I just want to make one further point regarding, you know, the from pawn to queen metaphor. So we understand how the concept of being a pawn and promoting yourself to queen status in life or business. But what really does it mean to be a queen in business? And that is the principal analogy inherent in being a queen in both chess and your game of life. And, you know, we need to identify that the queen in chess, although it is the most powerful piece in the set, right? Because she can move anywhere on the chessboard, providing also that no other piece is blocking her path. Nothing's getting in her way, right? On
mm-hmm.
on the chessboard. Well, similarly, in chess, the queen represents a powerful and fearless woman who is successful in all that she does, provided she does not allow anyone or anything to stand in her way of accomplishing her goals. How beautiful is that?
That is fabulous.
That's just, it's incredible.
I know you wrote the book for women, but can men also learn from this wisdom?
Of course. Of course. Now, I didn't just dedicate the book to isolate men from its wisdom. I wrote the book because it was a basis of my own struggles in my life, my journey. And that's really where that came from. It's not derogatory or negative in any way against men. I think it's not a feminist book by no means. It's a book that empowers women to believe in their abilities. And I encourage you to, you know, learn to play chess and develop the skills that are required and transfer them successfully into your life. So men are not excluded from this. Men are certainly welcome. As a matter of fact, there are many men who have contacted me because they want to be able to purchase the book for their families, you know, their daughters, granddaughters, wives. And I think it's wonderful that they're expressing such an interest.
So it's actually a book for children, too.
It can be in the sense of...
Like a
team. Well, next year I'm coming out with the children's book series.
Oh, good.
Little Chess Warriors.
Oh,
and
I love
I'm
it.
Going to, yeah, I'm going to teach them how to utilize their intellectual weaponry versus fists. Versus,
I love
you know,
it.
There'll be that element of anti-bullying, you know, diversity, to accept people for who they are and not look at someone because of the color of the skin or whatever. You know, anything that's negative.
Well, we're getting down there, and I want people to know, where can they buy this book?
Well, the book is available in all formats online at authorhouse.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com. But the best way to find out every single aspect of the book and what I'm doing, events and everything, is www.playchess.com. That's the best way, because you'll
Well, repeat find that out. Website again.
Okay, so it's just www.playchess.com.
Okay, and what last affirmation or words of advice would you like to share with our listeners?
I'd like to say to all the women, or men, but, you know, if there's mostly women listening, that always follow your gut instincts. Because if something doesn't feel right, don't go with that. You know, don't go forward with that. And remember that chess is your game of life, and the true competition is only within yourself. And it's up to you to challenge yourself, develop your chess playing skills, and build successful and competitive strategies to face your opponents on your battlefield, whether on a personal or professional level.
Wow,
that's what I suggest.
Well, I'm so glad that you found this fabulous idea of creating this
Thank
book.
Thank you.
Because I'm sure, are you also coaching people if they come to you and say, "Would you? Here's what I'm doing. Would you coach
yes.
me as
yes.
far as...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually working on a program that will teach executive coaches to teach, you know, their respective clients, you know,
Will that be on that same website, www?
Yeah,
or where would be the best?
It will be, because it's still under its developmental stage. So, you know, the book was just published 2 months ago, but that's one of the main goals is to do that and, you know, create a program for executive coaches to be able to teach this philosophy.
Well, I'm speaking for a big women's group on Monday, and I'm going to recommend they buy this book, because it's
thank you.
I think it's fabulous, because it just has so many of the right things in it. And thank you so much for writing
it.
And thank you so much for being on the show today. And
maybe
when I get to New York this year, we can connect.
Yes, please. Let me know when, and we'll make that happen. It'll be wonderful.
I want everybody to know you've been listening to Wendy Oliveras, who is the author of Let's Play Chess, which is Chess. Succeed in your own game of life and business by playing chess, from pawn to queen. And if you would like to reach her, her website is that www.playchess. And again, it's chess.com. And you can contact her at 201-344-1099. And if you're in the New Jersey, New York area, you're actually available to come and speak, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robbie. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host. Next week we have another dynamic guest who's coming to us from Pennsylvania. Her name is Sylvia Hepler, and she's the president of Launching Lives. And our topic will be Building Trust at Work. How to do it. So I'll have to tell her she needs to get the book, and that's going to help them too.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Robbie.
It's been fun.
Big hugs from New Jersey.
Okay, big hug back.
Thank you.
I'll call you when I get to New Jersey.
Yes, dear.
All right, dear. Bye. And I'll send you that information I told you.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye
now.
Have a good
night. Take care.